I just, you know, the topic of humility, which is what we're going to talk about today, I'm sitting here and my heart is just pounding. It's either something I need to say or hormones. I don't know which, you know, at this point in my life, it's always a toss-up. But it's something that I am scared to death of not being. I don't know if that makes any sense to any of you, but I think to me, to be humble is something that I strive for constantly, and I try really hard, and it's very challenging. And I know that it's the same, you know, for a lot of us. But in particular, I'm going to talk about it a little bit later, to reconcile the gifts that you've been given if they put you into situations, you know, like Moira's singing. You know, I know that people are touched by that and will come up and say things. And our human nature allows us to go to places that aren't very humble when we're often told positive things. And so there's always that balance of balancing out feeling good about ourselves and rejoicing in the gifts we have, and at the same time remaining humble. And it's something that that has been a challenge for me for so long, and it's I guess it just hit me as I was sitting there that it really is a struggle. So in this lesson, I think in the lesson this week, there were a few struggles, a few lessons for us. The story of the rich fool warns us of becoming blinded by our present fortunate situation and failing to see the real value in God's kingdom or what matters most to God. We need to keep that in mind. And then, you know, we're told of the blessings that come to those who might not be so fortunate right now. Things aren't full and you know, they aren't completely satisfied now. But yet their lives, they know what their priorities are and what matters to God. And they will be blessed, but woe nelly to those who are the opposite, whose main focus is on things other than what would please God. These are very sobering thoughts, lots to think about. And in the last two stories, we were reminded of things that aren't real fun, like how we should take a back seat to others, put others before us. We were warned about bragging and being self-righteous, as we saw with the Pharisees, or having an inflated opinion of ourselves in relation to other people. So in a nutshell, we're reminded this week of one of the true hallmarks of discipleship, which is what we've been talking about all year, and that is humility. Lots of random thoughts about humility. Like I said, it's something that I spend a lot of time reflecting on. And one of, I have a little stick-it note in my office at home, and it's a quote from Mother Teresa, and it says, "If you are truly humble, nothing can touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know who you are." I'm going to say it again. If you are truly humble, nothing can touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know who you are. I think humility is about having a true and honest assessment of who you are in relation to God, our Creator, and in relation to our neighbors and those around us. To become truly humble, you know, I used to think, okay, I want to be humble. So I start walking around like this, you know, with my head down, or I won't put lipstick on today, you know, like, I want to be humble. But I've come to realize you don't just make yourself humble. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit later too, but it's something that emanates from you. And it emanates from you because you know who you really are in relation to God and in relation to those around you. So to become truly humble, it takes real work, and it takes work dealing with yourself, which might seem the opposite of humility. That's kind of conceited or arrogant or self-serving. But to be truly humble, you have to spend a lot of time focusing on yourself and finding out and realizing honestly who you are. And sometimes when you get to the point, that place where you are, who you really are. And we used to, in the moms group, we did an analogy with a Tootsie Pop. I think God invented Tootsie Pops to use as an analogy for the difference between who you really are and who you were made, and the you that the world sees. Because the chocolatey, gooey inner part of that Tootsie Roll is the good godly person that you are. We were made in God's image and likeness, and that's what's in there. But throughout our lives, we put the crusty shells on in response to hurts, in response to what the world tells us we should be, what our family has told us we should be. But we have to get back to who it was that God made us to be. And for some of us, we might have to bring ourselves down a notch. And for others, we might have to bring ourselves up a notch. If you spend time really getting back to the core of who you really are in relation to God and others, I think oftentimes you're out of whack one way or the other. This came to my mind very clearly. I've been going on job interviews lately because I'm looking to get back into the gainfully employed sector of society. And I'd go on these interviews and I'd be in with the HR people in their office, and this is so foreign to me. And I'd sit down, and I'd be talking to these people, and in my head I'm thinking, they're asking me, like I'm a med tech, and one of the people I interviewed with, he's asking me technical questions about stuff I learned, 20-some years ago. I'm like, oh, shoot. I said, ask me about the Gospel of Luke, would you? But in my mind I'm thinking, you don't know who I am. You don't know what I've been doing the last 5 years. I talk about God and the Bible. It was sick, the thoughts that were going through my head when I went back out into the real world. And I thought, girl, you got to bring yourself down a notch. But so easily we can begin to think that what we do or who we are might be better than somebody else. And you don't mean it. It's the last thing in the world. That's what I mean by my heart pounds and I almost cry at this idea of humility, because I don't mean to do that. That's the last thing I want to do. But our humanness just takes us there. And so some of us have to bring ourselves down a notch. But then I also think some of us think our gooey inside is not so chocolatey and good. We tend to think everybody else does things better or has things, in more in order, or they're more together. But we need to come to an honest assessment of who we are. And that means sitting down with God and reflecting on who we really are. And then take it another step and be okay with who you are. I won't go as far as to say love that person yet, because sometimes that's baby steps. But warts and all, you need to disclose yourself to yourself and be content with who that is. Because we can't deny ourselves and do things for others and exude this humility if we're not content and at peace with ourselves. Because then we're either always blowing ourselves up like the Pharisee, or we're letting others put us down and put us in a place that we don't deserve to be in either, because we are good and God made us the way we are. Then we can begin to truly exhibit humility because we know who we are. An honest assessment of who we are in relation to God and others. I wrote down, if we're really honest with ourselves, we are sinners. But we are made in God's image and likeness, and we're good. We are creatures, but God is the creator. We are all equal in God's eyes. No one is better than another. We're all different parts of that same mystical body of Christ. And we're precious sons and daughters of God the Father, warts and all. And together with our neighbors, we make up this body of Christ. We're unique, yet the same. And no one is better than anyone else. And it's out of that knowledge and really incorporating that into every bone of our body that we can truly be humble. Because a truly humble person knows and accepts who they are, an honest assessment of who they are, knows that everything they have and are and will be is gift, pure gift from God. and knows that it's God at work in them and not them. That's the beauty of Mother Teresa's quote about that nothing can touch you if you're truly humble, neither praise nor disgrace. Because, you know, we like to think when we get positive feedback and praise, well, thank you, you know, that was me. But then if you affect someone in a negative way, well, that wasn't me, I can't help it if you think that, you know. It's got to be both ways. A truly humble person, praise doesn't touch you either. And that's, I think, the hardest part, because as human beings, we want the praise, we want the affirmation. But it's not ours. It's God's. And the other thing is, like I said, I don't think you can work at being humble. It's an internal attitude that comes from working on ourselves and our honest assessment of ourselves. And realize that, and once we realize that and come to situations with that attitude, it will just radiate from us. A couple other random thoughts I got thinking about humility is the whole false humility thing. Doesn't count. Sometimes, you know, false humility, I think, is actually a manifestation of pride. You know, when you say, oh, I couldn't possibly do that. Because you just want to hear people say, oh, yes, you can, you're wonderful. You know, you can do anything. The need for attention, you know, doesn't count, okay? False humility doesn't count. Another thing I got thinking about humility is our stereotypical idea of the humble person. I thought of the Precious Moments figurines. Don't they just exude that, you know, they're humble. Their eyes are hanging, their faces are long, you know, they're just kind of monochromatic. That's not humility. There can be very humble-looking people with a humble call to work with the poor, but they might not be very humble. Or there could be people in very non-humble-looking professions or calls, and they are truly, truly humble. Mother Teresa was one time, now she would be someone you would think is extremely humble, just how she looks and what she does. And there's a story about a reporter that was following her around, and, you know, she's kind of ignoring him, and because he kept asking, you know, I just have one question. Like, okay, finally, what? Why do you do what you do? Expecting her to say, well, because I'm filled with love for God, or I want to help others, or, you know, and her answer was, because I have a Hitler in me. She struggled with feelings of being superior to others. Hitler was, he thought he was superior to everybody, being better than everyone else. She struggled with those things too. She had a Hitler in her that needed to be tamed. And here you see someone who outwardly might appear, and she was. I mean, she succeeded at taming her Hitler. But, you would expect that it just came naturally and she was just, you know, but it's not necessarily true. She was a true leader and at the same time truly humble. And I think we don't, you know, misconstrue that humility means the Precious Moments figuring. You know, you can be a leader. You can be out there. You can be, look at some of the greatest leaders like Moses and then Jesus. Jesus wasn't a wallflower. Obviously not. He attracted people everywhere he went. He was dynamic. He was always out, you know, trying to make things better, reaching people. He was focused on doing what the Father asked of him and nothing would stop him. He is our role model for the humble servant, the humble type of leadership that we should strive for. And how did he do that? Because he knew who he was in relation to the Father. We'd hear him over and over again, you know, always in connection, close connection with the Father. He loved others as himself. He wasn't focused on himself. And he knew that all he was came from his relationship with the Father. And that's a true picture for us of humble discipleship. So if you, like me, are always wanting to remain humble, don't go to Target and let six people go ahead of me in line or serve dinner on the kitchen floor tonight. That's not how it works. Spend some time this week reflecting on who you really are in relation to God and your neighbors. And I promise you that knowledge is what will make humility a whole lot easier. Will you pray with me? Oh, Lord, help us to be humble. Teach us how to live as Jesus did in humble discipleship. Keep us always focused on what matters to you, not to this world. And if ever we are tempted to exalt ourselves, gently bring us back to a true and honest assessment of ourselves in relation to you and to our neighbors. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.